Holly was dobbed in by a husband, actually, who's so proud of the work that she does, that he said, you need to talk to her. And if you know someone who you think we should be talking to, that the rest of the community should hear about the work that they're doing or experiences that they've had, do let us know. You can always email us here at tasbreakfast@your.abc.net.au. Holly Puckering's a speech-language pathologist who has worked in the area of tongue tie, about which I know absolutely nothing, but her work is so significant that she's been invited to present at the Tongue Tie Summit in June in Orlando, Florida, where the weather will be quite nice. G'day, Holly.
Hello, Rick. How
it's are a you? Timely invitation, isn't it? Fantastic.
Oh, I know, right in the depths of winter.
What is tongue tie?
What is tongue tie? Most people know it as something underneath your tongue that can cause speech problems, but it's far more complex than that. Underneath your tongue, you have a little flap of skin, and that's normal. But
that's the bit that stops your tongue from wagging around too much.
Yeah, from doing a kiss impression.
Yes, band. That's right.
Yeah. What happens, though, is in anywhere between 3 and 10% of the population, that little flap of skin becomes very tight. It happens in development in utero, so before you're even born. And this little flap of skin can be so restrictive that it can alter how your throat develops, can alter how your tongue develops, and it can change how you eat, drink, talk, and how you breastfeed. So most people who have a significant problem with tongue tie know about it when they're first born and their mum has difficulty breastfeeding them. But of course, not everybody's breastfed. So sometimes these things can lag, or it can cause failure to breastfeed, which has huge implications for how your gut develops over your life and how your speech and your orthodontics develop over your life. And then also for poor mum who's been trying desperately to breastfeed this baby and failing at that. Through no fault of her own. So it's something that can be identified young and fixed fairly quickly when you're young. However, it can go on, if it's untreated, to develop some major problems later in life.
And how many people does it affect? How much of the population?
Anywhere from 3 to 10% have what we call a clinically significant problem. So something that you would say is causing an adverse effect to their health, but it could be more than that. At the moment, there are some estimations coming out of the UK suggesting about 25% of people have silent associated problems with a restrictive frenum or tongue tie.
Something you've experienced?
Yes, I had a tongue tie. My husband has a tongue tie, and our two children both have tongue ties as well.
Is it because the bit of skin is too big and the tongue's held too low, or is it tension in the muscles?
It could be either.
The
tongue is a hugely complex organ, and it's one of the only, well, it is the only organ system in our body that's not attached to a structural piece of bone. There is a small bone in the tongue that supports how it moves, called the hyoid bone, just under your chin, but that's not attached to any other bone with any other joint. So this amazing dynamic muscle has to move all of your airway structures, it has to move for speech, and it has to move for eating. So very, very complex system of muscles. It's not just one big lump of muscle, many, many different fibres going in all different directions. And when you have this restriction under your tongue, which could be either the piece of skin is too tight and short, or the muscles are too tense, it causes a great deal of difficulty in all those fields.
So if I've got a mini version of tongue tie, what symptoms might I notice?
So if your tongue tie hasn't caused you to have speech problems or eating problems, you might notice that you have mouth breathing issues, so postural issues. Some people notice they have a really long face, starts to elongate when they're not having normal pressure through their mouth when they swallow. Normally the tongue pushes forward on the palate, widens the face, makes your teeth sit nicely in your mouth. But if you've got crossed up orthodontics, if you've got issues with how your face is, it's not sitting nice and broadly, if it's really narrow, if you have sinus issues, or if you have difficulty breathing through your mouth, as I said, anything from problems with snoring through to sleep apnea through to just generally when you're sitting down not breathing through your nose, it can create big issues.
It's 20 to 7 on 936 ABC Hobart. Holly Puckering is a Hobart speech-language pathologist whose work in tongue tie has got her invited to a major conference in the United States. And welcome to the world of your tongue, which I'm feeling very self-conscious about. I'm feeling it going all the way down and connecting to weird bits of my diaphragm and things.
Yeah.
And and shoulders and back muscles.
Yes.
I'm very curious, as you've described that, because I can identify with nearly all of those things.
Oh, dear.
Is it easy to treat?
Yes, very easy to treat. At the moment, there is a lot of discussion, which is why the Tongue Tie Summit's happening, about what is the best way to treat a tongue tie. And what we know from current research, really good research coming out of Perth in Australia and also from the UK and the States, is that the best way to treat it is with a simple dental procedure with a laser dentist that takes about 3 minutes front to back, and then follow-up rehabilitation with a speech pathologist with skills in orofacial myology, which is what I do.
Which is what?
Which is
orofacial myology.
Myology. Yes, I know, even I get slopped up over that one.
Clearly, if you can't say it, you're not qualified to deliver
tell
it.
Me
is
about
that right?
It. No, it's just early. Orofacial myology works on repatterning all the reflexes in your mouth. So reflexes like swallowing, how your tongue sits at rest, and how your tongue sits during breathing as well. So we work on, if you can imagine, you've got this tongue tie, you have it removed, suddenly you're being asked to use this muscle system in a way that it has never, ever in its life moved. You're going to need some help to move it in the right way.
Yes. Mm. Yawning, everything.
Yes, everything.
Everything.
Breathing.
What does the laser treatment do to your teeth that makes your tongue better?
It's not your teeth. It actually removes the tissue under your tongue, and also an upper lip tie, which is when you lift your lip up, you've got a little stripe between your teeth. In some people, that's so involved and fleshy that it actually splits the two front teeth and causes a gap in the front teeth. That has problems with palate, problems with orthodontics, and often people find that if, for example, they have braces and then they don't have that lip tie removed, their teeth go back into a wonky position after a little while. So,
does it also suggest if you have wonky teeth, if you remove the small piece of flesh, do the teeth fall back into a normal position without needing years of expensive orthodonty?
You can. There's a new field of non-invasive orthodontics coming out that's not in Tasmania yet, but yes, with assistance, they use braces and they use craniofacial therapy and craniosacral therapy. We have a really good chiropractor down here that's involved in this work at the clinic that I run, called Steve Doig, who is involved in that sort of field and helping to move people's palates and move how they move naturally and respond to their reflexes and how their teeth sit as a direct result of that.
How amazing.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is fascinating. What's groundbreaking about your work that's got you the invite to this conference?
Nobody in the world is working with adults in this field. So in the UK, in Huddersfield, and in France, there is actually a couple of clinics who are doing this kind of broad multidisciplinary rehabilitation after laser phrenectomy with babies, but nobody's doing it with older children and adults. And it's a very new field. So.
And you are?
Yes, we are.
And what are you learning?
So much. It's been mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. But we're learning how vast this tiny piece of skin how vastly it can affect your body and your development over your life.
Well, it's incredible, really, that one piece of skin can affect the shape of your teeth, the shape of your head, the shape of the bones in your skull, your shoulders, your spine,
posture.
Your posture, your ability to eat,
breathing,
swallow, breathe,
yep, and talk.
Wow.
I know.
What are some of the things that patients have told you when you've worked with them?
Well, our most recent clinic that we had with the specialist that flew in from Melbourne to do the laser ablation to take out that tissue that shouldn't be there, most of them said that they had a couple of days of discomfort, but then it was almost, these are the adult population we work with, almost miraculously, every single one of them had all of their reflux symptoms resolve. So no more reflux, no more digestive problems, their snoring stopped, and that happened with my husband. Oh! He hasn't snored since. I've been so pleased.
Well, that's a lot better. I mean, people end up on those crazy machines,
CPAP
don't they, for
machines.
Snoring, you know, with...
Yes. Absolutely. It's scary stuff. And, you know, you can imagine as your partner, you wouldn't want to stay in the same room with someone with a CPAP machine.
You could have just married Darth Vader.
Absolutely. Would have been more to the point.
Well, he rules the universe.
Hey, could have had some benefits. Sadly, a CPAP machine doesn't come with a Death Star. But where I work at the Lindisfarne Clinic, there's actually a clinic dedicated to sleep apnea, and we're starting to be involved with repatterning muscle reflexes to try and avoid that as well. And anyone who comes in with sleep apnea and a tongue tie is also able to access treatment for that.
What's the first step if I'm listening to this going, oh, okay, so some of those things, I've got some wonky teeth and a snoring problem.
Yeah.
How do I find out if it's a tongue tie?
You'll need to come and have an assessment done. There's no short answer to it, but if you stand in the mirror and open your mouth as wide as possible, and if you can touch your tongue up to the point behind your teeth without moving your jaw,
yeah,
then you have good range of motion upwards.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go out and around and all of that, then it looks good. But if you're really still worried and you think there might be deeper tension under there, come in and see myself or one of the doctors at the Lindisfarne Clinic and we'll be able to give you an answer.